proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about the Jewish high priest, we look at two men who played prominent roles in the New Testament narrative, Annas and Caiaphas. These two men had a familial connection. Annas was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, as noted in the 18th chapter of John. Yet both men served as high priests over Israel. Annas received his appointment to that position from the Roman legate Quirinius in the year AD 6. He held the position of high priest until AD 15, when the Roman procurator Gratus replaced him. Annas' son Caiaphas succeeded him as high priest and remained in that office until AD 36. Nonetheless, Annas retained the honorific title of high priest, according to Luke chapter 3. After Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead, the chief priests and Pharisees convened a council, as recorded in John chapter 11. These religious leaders asked themselves, quote, "What do we, for this man doeth many miracles," unquote. They feared that, quote, "If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation," unquote. Caiaphas, the sitting high priest, spoke. He asked the council members to, quote, "consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not," unquote. John noted that this statement had greater import than Caiaphas probably realized. John added that, quote, "being high priest that year, he, Caiaphas, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that he should also gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad," unquote. John added that, quote, "from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death," unquote. After the arrest of Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, an event described in John chapter 18, the Savior's captives first took him to Annas. John noted that he, John, had personally witnessed the events he described. Annas, who is referred to in the narrative as the high priest, Annas asked the Savior about his doctrines and his disciples. After this interrogation concluded, he had the Lord bound and sent to his son-in-law Caiaphas. In the 22nd chapter of his gospel, Luke wrote that, quote, "as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council. When they asked him, 'Art thou the Son of God?' the Lord replied, 'Ye say that I am.'" Upon hearing those words, the Jewish religious leaders, Caiaphas and Annas included, the Jewish religious leaders brought the Savior to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. Acts chapter 4 contains the final mention of Annas and Caiaphas in the New Testament. They comprised part of a Jewish council that questioned Peter and John about their healing of a lame man at Solomon's porch near the temple. Luke recorded that, quote, "when they," the religious leaders, "when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus," unquote. Annas and Caiaphas both had the opportunity to confront Jesus Christ. They both had the opportunity to hear his words and to react to them. Neither of them ever repented of their wrongdoing. Nonetheless, Annas and Caiaphas' resistance to the gospel message proved futile. Instead of putting an end to the gospel preaching with the death and crucifixion of Jesus Christ, these men and those who followed their lead only made the gospel to be more widespread because of the ministry of Jesus Christ's apostles. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.